Making sin legal does not change the fact that it is sin.
It's time for Devil's Business.
Yay, let's get married.
Welcome to the Devil's Business Podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnny, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
I'm here with Aaron, a.k.a. Sofane, and Nick, a.k.a. Alcoholic. What's up, guys?
Hello.
What's up, guy?
It's good to be back.
This is our Confederate flag slash gay marriage episode. Well, let's go to Tinder wins of the week.
Yay, Tinder.
Oh, any of y'all that don't have a Tinder profile, whether you're in a relationship or not, you should get one. The one that I have this week is Bailey. She is 32 years old and only 14 miles away. Here's a picture of her. And her husband.
Oh, wow. She's a keeper.
A Chucky doll. She's about a 250. And
two bills.
She's at least two bills.
Aaron, you look petrified.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect that.
Nuh-uh.
Just got started.
Here's what Bailey has on her profile. I'm married. Just looking for friends that are a bit quirky. Not entirely opposed to making friends that want to do naughty things. But I'm very picky. I do not believe in family over everything. God does not exist. My marriage is open. In order to even get a half a shot at fucking me, my husband has to like you, and we have to spend at least three meals together. Don't like it? Fuck off. I want only to enhance my life, not bring conservative asshole. Oh, I'm a size queen, too.
Whoa,
what
okay.
does that mean?
You know what that means. And
I don't know what a size queen means.
I just mean she's a big bitch.
Oh.
I'm assuming. Is that not right? What is it?
What is it?
I don't think that's the case.
Oh, she likes big dick.
Big dink.
Man, that fucking hog is going to fucking be picky?
Easy, killer. What I love about this, though, is that she has have to have three meals with her requirement.
Yes.
Which you should be able to knock out in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, with her, yeah. It's like, what do we call a break?
She definitely wants food.
The next one is David. He's 29.
David.
He's 5'10". And it's his
I'm 5'10".
Profile says... Brunch dot old fashions dot clear blue skies dot.
Is that like he's making statements like brunch, brunch?
Yes, like
drop the mic.
Yeah, brunch. What? That's the first thing he has to say. It's kind of like your ingredients list on the back of your product. Like that's most important. Brunch.
Brunch. Period.
What if it's instructions and he's just kind of keeping the universe together? Blue sky. You're welcome, everybody.
The tide.
We'll share half my pizza if you're awesome. I want our relationship to be Super Nintendo or like Super Nintendo. Fun as hell, classic, and all of our problems can be solved by blowing on it and shoving it back in.
Nice. You know what?
This is David.
Wow, David, you got a nice smile for such harsh words.
Yeah. Look, here's a catch, ladies. Put that link up on the website.
Jesus, or Jesus, depending on where you're from, says, when I was young, girls didn't like it when I pulled their hair. Funny how things change. That being said, weaves are creepies or creepy tacos. There's no punctuation. So,
weaves are creepy tacos?
Weaves are creepy tacos. Beer, wine, whiskey, and tequila. Third world love, salsa, and...
That's a terrible cocktail.
And also smoke crack with me.
Oh, okay. I'm in. It's all right at the end.
It all came full circle by the end. I was like, this guy's all over the map. I'm like, oh, smoke crack with me.
Sweet.
I get it now.
Wow. Jesus is really putting it all out there and smokes crack.
Mm-hmm. That's how you keep that
it's good
vibe.
Workout. Does the body good.
Apparently.
Keeps you thin and
dude's
ripped.
Dude's fucking ripped. Who didn't thunk? Crack's the answer, guys.
Yeah.
Fuck the gym. You've got mad filter.
She is just blurred this to shit. She's 23 years old. And people tell me I sound like Jennifer Lawrence, but I look more like Martin Lawrence. It's a joke. I guess she's trying to say she's hideous. Martina McBride killed my family. I was kicked out of the Dixie Chicks for being too good at the tambourine.
That's quality writing.
You're not allowed to have talent there.
I'm a fucking egg.
What?
What?
Look, she can go smoke crack with Jesus.
Shit.
Don't.
Because I'm an egg. Don't break me.
Is that another body type comment? I don't understand. I want to understand.
I want to understand so bad. this next guy.
Hey, buddy. Andres. Oh,
he looks like permanently concerned.
And all his profile is trying to have a threesome.
I respect
straight
him.
Straight to the point. Like, yeah. I now have to go change my bio.
Yeah, cut the bullshit and the lies.
Swipe left, fuck you. Swipe right, let's fuck.
You never know. 500 wrong swipes may end up with one threesome.
With one menage a trois.
But that's our Tinder wins of the week.
Yay, Tinder wins.
Those were all wins for me. But now let's go on to the Confederate flag portion of the show. We normally don't cover topics like this, like especially training. Nick was actually anti. He felt like the drums had beaten too many times.
Yeah, Facebook is and Twitter and every feed of everything is just crap. And it's just, I get it already. Let's
also, Nick is against making this podcast substantial in any manner. Yes. It's really just supposed to be us talking about our wieners and the weird
and
things.
And dick and fart jokes.
Yeah, the weird places
right.
we put
so
it
so anytime we start covering topical conversations, he just feels like we're losing our audience for it.
Yeah, you know what? But that's okay. It's not that many. And
right. The 20 people will bear through this one and get to the next one. If you've never listened to our podcast, you listen to this one, don't expect this next week. It'll be back to dick and fart jokes.
Unless a lot of you listen and then expect the exact same conversation over and over and over.
Right. So anyway.
Don't forget to check out our library.
The Confederate flag, which was such an odd – the fact – the South Carolina – had a the church shooting, which was horrible, and it became
terrible.
It was a race thing. There was a lot of people that were kind of anti. Oh, it's not. It's just a crazy person. It wasn't race related. Then the guy was like, "Yes, it's totally race related."
Yeah, my manifesto. Look at my shirt.
Yeah, I got.
See his fucking patches.
Oh, it made no sense.
Jesus,
I got in an argument with somebody about that. I said, "Look, you know, it was definitely race related." Try to say it's not race related doesn't make sense. And she goes, and the person I was arguing with said, "No, he was just a crazy person." I'm like, "Look, anybody that walked into any place and shoots people is crazy." Yes,
yes.
Like putting that aside.
Yes,
he's totally. He's got a racist manifesto. He was trying to start a race war. He said that.
Yeah,
it's all there. So yeah, but he's just crazy. I'm like. Yes.
Yeah, that is not the point.
And
that doesn't remove any of the race issue, though. It's
yeah,
still,
you can be more than
one thing
at a time.
It's because people are so fucking PC about race, they're scared to make a stand.
The outcome is the same. But regardless, that fired up the whole thing about the Confederate flag flying over the Capitol building in South Carolina, which I was actually shocked that it was still there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'm shocked it is in any fucking state. Mississippi still has it. That's amazing.
Now,
yeah.
The way I saw so many people that were standing behind, you know, keeping the flag up there, and it's really aggravated a lot of people. And I felt like I was kind of in this weird place because when I was in high school, I was the leading edge of when country started being cool for a little while, where everyone was like, yeah, trucks.
And I'm sorry, I have no concept of when that could possibly
thank
have
you.
Been.
When the fuck country, in high okay, school was okay. country music cool?
Country was cool.
We didn't go to high school in Georgia, though.
Yeah, I was in Georgia. All of a sudden, everyone made fun of me when I was wearing my shit kickers. And my,
For normal people, those are country boots.
Cowboy boots.
The same ones he wears today.
Yeah. And then I was wearing my overalls or I had a cowboy hat.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone hated it. But then
why are we friends?
It became weirdly
overalls?
Popular.
You just need that many pockets?
You got to have one right in the front to know where you stick
right
your jaw.
My bib pocket, man.
Oh, God.
It's where I keep my jaw so I can get close to my lip. So anyway, I wore those Confederate flag shirts and stuff, and I would get the airbrush shirts and went down to Panama City.
Wow, dude.
So I was all like pro Confederate flag for a long time because I was just – what I was trying to say was I'm Southern and I'm proud and I like being from the South. Basically means I hate Yankees baseball. That's what it really stands for. And the problem that has happened and
– why not like an NY symbol with a like line through it?
Any of it.
Why don't we sell those?
Well, because, you know, of all the terrorist shit that happened in New York, so then you'd probably be labeled a terrorist for saying something like
that. Yeah, and then
because,
I'm anti-New York.
Yeah,
because like,
it's
I am,
so
but...
unbelievably fucking PC right now.
Right. So the thing is, this hit a fever pitch in Georgia because the Confederate battle flag used to be part of the Georgia flag. It had the Athens symbol, and the Confederate battle flag was part of the flag. And everyone was all upset when we were losing the Georgia flag, and it was going – which I actually think the new Georgia flag looks better to me.
Yeah. It's actually a nice little
not
flag.
Everybody was upset. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
you didn't live in Georgia.
Who cares, man?
Exactly. But at the time, I was kind of like, well, you thought it's our heritage. The thing is that the Confederate battle flag, especially when it was added to the Georgia flag, was added during the 50s, during the race riots and the whole issues.
Yeah,
yeah
were coming
had
up.
Motivation.
It was put on there to behind the – it's historical, not I'm rubbing in the face of black people.
Which what it was.
Right. It was. That's what it was. It was for. Now,
I hate that argument.
It's obnoxious. And here's what I say about the Confederate flag now. Even though it seems that people know less and less about the Civil War on both sides.
Less about the entire country and how it runs. Foreigners know more about U.S. than we do.
Absolutely, I agree.
When you ask someone and they see the Confederate flag, you're like, "What's that flag? Or what happened in the Civil War? You know, what was the Civil War about?" And they go, "Oh, slavery." And they're not wrong, but they're definitely not right.
It's not the whole picture.
That's not it at all. Yeah. The Civil War didn't happen in a year. Like, it wasn't. It was a long time. It was the Emancipation Proclamation that changed the direction, because you can't get a Northern farmer to agree with the North at the time. They were Southern sympathizers. But when all of a sudden they can get on board of anti-slavery. So when Abraham Lincoln signed that thing, that's when it changed what the direction of the war was. But the war had already started. It had nothing to do with slavery. So, but the fact that the KKK now use that Confederate flag to rub in the face of minorities to try to get a rise out of them is where it's become a racial – I mean, it's definitely got a racial background to it. So to say, it's just history. It's like, the history's kind of blurry.
Yeah, the history to this specific group of people, it's not good at all.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing that's always been consistent is that states' rights, which is a legitimate thing, but it's always been a dog whistle term to cover up the fact that you're actually trying to keep rights from certain groups of people.
Right.
Back that was the argument for keeping blacks from being able to vote. It's states' rights. States should be able to determine this.
Right.
And those kind of things. But, anyway, go ahead. Let's just go ahead. Don't get me started.
But yeah, that's where the conversation's going. And I said, I learned, as I got older, more matured in my decision when I was in high school, I don't allow the 17-year-old kid I was in high school make decisions for my life now.
No.
Oh, so God. I have...
He shit in a bag that one time. Remember that guy?
I'm that guy. I'm still that guy. I don't shit in bags anymore. So
wait, you don't?
It depends.
What he says.
If I think that bitch is cheating on me.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that little package I left by the garbage can outside. That was me.
So... I found I stopped trying to clarify. If I was ever wearing my belt buckle with a Confederate flag on or a T-shirt or something, I stopped trying to clarify. People aren't going to sit there and take the time to ask you, are you just Southern or proud? Or are you
a fucking racist asshole?
Are you a racist asshole? So I decided, I was like, I'm immediately the first thing anybody's going to see you as a racist asshole.
Yeah.
They're not going to sit there and say, you just like being from the South? They don't ask that question anymore.
Because that's not what it symbolizes
anymore.
It's just a fact. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to explain yourself every
day. Right. No shit.
I got tired of the explanation.
Perception is reality, everybody.
So I'll still dress, I'll wear my shit kickers, and I'll wear my cowboy hat, and I'll wear belt buckles, but I'm not going to wear Confederate flag anymore. I just said it puts a weird connotation to who I am, because I'm not that. I'm not the racist asshole, because you blend in. You're wearing the same uniform as the racist asshole.
Right.
So I want to separate from that side of being Southern. Now, I saw on Facebook there's a lot of people that was their argument of its heritage, and I'm like, yeah, but the problem,
that's fine, and that's part of it.
That's great. No, there's a definitely a big history
but
there.
But there's also a other larger part of it that trumps the heritage.
Yes, I said it doesn't matter what you think that flag stands for. That's not what it's seen. That's not the popular decision.
Right.
It's seen as a racist thing. So I don't care that you're saying, keep the flag. No one's getting rid of the flag. The flag's not going away.
Yeah, no rights are being taken away. This whole thing is about flying the flag over on public property that we all pay for.
Right.
All of us pay for this.
And
you pay as much taxes as I do. If you hate the flag, then fucking get rid of the flag.
I'll tell you right now, they run a fuck Aaron flag up the fucking pole, and I'm going to protest the shit out of it.
Right, but
and me and all the other Aarons.
You would love that. You'd love the attention.
You would stand on the dome with a fucking do selfies and all shit.
Yeah.
We're here. We're me.
Yay.
Give me a blowjob.
It's my rights.
Yeah, but no, you're not taking away your right to fly the fucking stars and bars in your front
right,
yard.
You can
if you want to be a racist asshole on your property, which is your part of the American dream, do it, you fucking dick.
Or a historical enthusiast. Just fly out there for the history
right.
and let's see how your neighbors feel. Share the history with them.
They're not going to, I guarantee I'm going to have sugar in my gas tank and eggs on the house if we decide, we're going to put this in the front yard. Like, that's maybe not the statement you want to make right now.
No,
but that right hasn't been taken away from you. But
no.
you, All that happened was the state decided, hey, this is a fucked up symbol. Let's take it down because a majority of the people that live where we live think it sucks. Whether the perception is, you know, or your perception is it's history, the large perception is it's racist as fuck. Take the fucking thing down. Why is it an issue?
It belonged in a museum. It's definitely important to your heritage.
Stick it in the fucking racist wing of the Smithsonian.
I don't see the other flags. I don't see the other flags that flew over Georgia.
You don't see the northern flag displayed in the north, like, yay, north, go north. Look, here's the north. What was it?
It was the same flag we have now.
Right.
It's the American flag.
Hi, everybody. My name's Nick. I don't know shit about the civics.
Thanks for chiming in.
See, we always have to have something. See, you have to have the voice of the community still here. So you know Nick's what? Here.
So people don't think we're elitist. But but the flags I'm referring to are like the British flag and the Spanish flag. And the Spanish flag flew over part of Georgia for a considerable amount of time. And that was very historic. It's the beginning of the country. And for some reason, I don't see any Union Jacks flapping around here, or any Union Jack stickers on the back of anybody's S10s. Why is that?
Wait, I have seen the Union Jack on top of some Mini Coopers.
Yeah.
That shit's offensive.
That's just super awesome. Because
they're taking the General Lee. Because they're taking the General Lee away now.
All right.
Because it's got the Confederate flag on top.
Sorry about the 14.
So all those
of
Mini Coopers got to go away now too. I didn't like it.
I saw Brad post about that. And I'm like, really? That's where you're sticking the flag in there, Brad? Because 18 people still watch that shit in syndication. And
no one watches that shit in syndication.
I was being generous. I figured that like the people who were in it at least still watch it. Like Cooters somewhere in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, watched it.
Wopat's still sliding across.
Yeah. You think Boss Hogg hadn't fucking died of a massive coronary from that chicken by now?
I said 18. I was not counting him.
He's watching in heaven, where all the southern straight people go. Here's a good point. Jeff Dollar, he's the morning DJ of the Zoo Crew on Q100 here in Atlanta, and I think it's the radio show has been syndicated across the country a little bit.
He has a good point. Where to eat in Atlanta?
He did a video post on his Facebook about. Let's say you were in a long-term relationship with somebody, and you went through a breakup. Your parents might have some pictures of you and your significant other hang up in their house. I respect you because they know that every time you come to visit and see your ex, it's going to hurt your feelings. You know, your ex might not have done anything tragic or anything or something horrible. She's not a bad person.
Just didn't work out.
It didn't work out, but they don't want to evoke this bad emotions every time you come to their house. So they take it down to respect. South Carolina is kind of like flagging the flag of you and your ex over the Capitol building. It's going to start being obnoxious to you.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. It's not even like their state flag. Like, we got rid of it off our state flag. This is just, they have a state flag.
Yeah.
They're just flying this shit, too.
They have this other flag.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget, motherfuckers.
We're crazy.
Well, I hate to fucking piggyback on what John Stewart said, but it's not just that. Every fucking, you know, the church that place that massacre fucking happened at or whatever is on, like, General Lee Road or some shit like that. Like, that whole thing is just
Southern
Confederate fucking shit, and it's... I mean, it's pretty – all that's a slap in the face, I would imagine. I'm not black, but I know that can't be cool for them. They obviously seem pissed.
It's bad optics.
And that doesn't look good. I mean, think about, you know
– it doesn't show progression.
Not a lot. And this is going to be a fucked up thing, but how many white people live on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard or are pissed off about it? That's – I mean –
I don't even stop for gas on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
But you know what I mean? Think about it. Like – white people obviously live on Malcolm X somewhere, Boulevard somewhere. They're not like, fuck this, whatever. I don't know.
There is no Malcolm X Boulevard.
There's gotta be, man.
That's a cross street. See what I did there?
But the whole street thing, I mean, that would piss me off. It's the same thing like your ex. Every time you take a right on the road that you live on, you're reminded of a fucking Confederate general.
Great. Yeah. Lisa Lane, I'm so glad I live here, cunt.
Mine would be White Devil Avenue.
That's your ex's name?
I don't even know his ex's real name because he's been calling her White Devil since I met her.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't carry a grudge more than, it's been about 15 years now. Well, I'll let you know when it stops.
Yeah, this fucking insane fucking blonde Russian bitch.
Don't get him started.
Now it's got to be Russian, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now, next thing you know, that's one of the arguments I saw. Is like, you can still fly the Soviet Union flag over the Capitol.
Really? You can?
Yeah, I guess you technically could.
Yeah, that's true.
No one fucking does. Hyperbolic son of a bitch. God, and the hyperbole over this whole situation this week has been terrible.
Yeah, that's why I was so proposed against this, because it's so annoying now.
Well, there's only two arguments. There's the history argument, which we covered, which whatever. Yeah. And then there's the other argument, which is this just leads from this, the slippery slope argument.
Yeah.
This, and then next thing you know, I had a friend of mine post, so I've known a long time, and I saw him post up on Facebook. He's like, you know, I can't believe this happened. Next thing, they're going to be taking away the American flag.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't even make sense. So we're just going to not have a flag? Are we going to change our name or just put up a new flag?
Wait, no. What?
This is we're still early in this week. And the thing is, we're here holed up in the My Favorite Sin bunker somewhere safe in Georgia that we're not going to tell you. And
we are
armed with airsoft weapons and paintball guns. So don't you even think about it, hillbillies.
and our rhetoric.
Yes. But we are a serious minority. The reason my Facebook feed is been so crazy this week is because we, you know, having an opinion like that, who cares, is so in the minority of people who are speaking out. I believe there's a lot of people who haven't spoke out, who haven't said anything, just because they're scared to.
Right.
They just don't want to speak up when you live in Georgia and say, you know what, man, what the fuck does it matter?
Because a lot of people are like, yeah, it fucking matters. Like, whoa.
Yeah, the flag Jesus coming Christ. Down off the state capitol, I just don't understand. I was like, it's the taxpayer money puts it up there. And I was like, you know what? I'm not offended by the flag, but I get people that are.
Sure.
Take it off they pay taxes too.
There's two flags maybe. That should be flying over the Capitol. That is the Georgia state flag. Oh, three flags that should be flying over the Capitol. But the Georgia state flag and the United States of America. We got nothing there. That's it. That's it. That's the two institutions that keep our streets paved and keep us from
Chaos.
Keep us from being Texans.
Now, here's one of the memes I saw.
I don't know. It's getting harder to tell.
I saw this meme, and I couldn't stop laughing. It has a picture of the Confederate flag. It says, if this flag goes, these two have to go, too. And the other two flags, first off, I had to look at what one of the flags was. Apparently, it's the Pan-African flag, which was supposed to be.
What the fuck? I've never even heard of Pan-Africa. Is that a state?
I've never been there. But then the other flag
Detroit?
Was the Rainbow Gay Pride flag.
Right.
And I was like, wait, like that's a different flag. Like, what has gay pride ever done to keep you down? Just happy? I mean,
seriously, I've been to San Francisco and I've seen
they are so nice. When you go into a fucking establishment that flies a gay flag, they're nice. They're welcoming. They're smiling.
Not one of them has just like,
not City one Hall, of them has looked at me when I walked in their restaurant and said, I want to kill you.
But the point is, City Hall does not have rainbow flag over it.
Yes, they don't. So,
and that's like their home turf. That's that. If there would be anywhere, would it be flag. Right. So that's another hyperbolic thing. Like you gonna take down the rebel flag? You gotta take down the clown school flag. What the fuck? Nobody's flying a clown school flag. Jesus Christ.
I think the gay flag is fun.
It is kind of fun. Which leads me to another thing I want to talk about, which is all the gay flag pictures on Facebook, where everybody's taking their current profile picture, and then I guess there's someone who made a gay flaggerizer app that you put your picture in.
Coats
and
it with a gay flag over your profile picture.
Right. And I'm fine with it. You know, it's great. So in your solidarity. But I can't tell. They need two of them. I can't tell which ones are like, hey, I am actually the gay. And which ones are like, hey, I'm just a fruit fly that buzzes around the gays. I can't tell.
Well, I'll be honest with you, because when the gay marriage got passed in all 50 states, I apparently wasn't paying attention. So when I first went on Facebook and kept seeing all these gay flag profile pictures, I kept thinking that people were arguing over like Lifesavers coming back or something. And
Jesus
they're like,
Christ.
Like, fuck the Confederate flag. Fine. Lifesavers. And
I am pro-life.
Savers.
I see what you did there.
Totally. Well,
yeah, I stole your joke. Should have said on the mic, bro. That's when it counts.
I had a weird interaction the other day. I was driving. My pops and I were taking a bunch of shit up to the dump in a pickup truck. So we're driving to the dump, and you have to go check in, get your truck weighed on the way in. As I'm walking up to the window, there's already this bald redneck that's driving this tanker. It's leaving, and he seems very animated, chatting with the woman behind the glass. And the girl behind the glass is a younger chick,
Is he complaining about how much it costs to dump shit at the dump?
Right when I walked up, he goes, ah, well, never mind, whatever. He walks off, and she goes, sorry about that. She goes, we were just debating about gay marriage and stuff, and I'm pretty sure he thought you were gay.
Hey!
And I can kind of see myself in the mirror and went, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I think good for them. Awesome. Gay marriage. And I was like, actually, I'm ordained. So any guys that want to get married, I'm all here for it. At this point, the guy runs back up because he just got to get his point out there about gay marriage. And so
he's got to find somebody's ears.
Here,
you have to finish.
Yeah. And he goes, in the Bible.
Oh, God.
Which I was like, oh, I love it. I was like, oh, sweet. Please say this. He goes, in the Bible, it says, laying with another man is an abomination. And on that point, you hear that? Abomination. We are in Obama's nation. It's Obama. And she's,
oh, God.
I'm like, oh, God. He turns
political. Jesus Christ. The Da Vinci Code just came together for this guy.
I don't move. I just keep staring at the girl. And the girl's kind of got this like, oh, my God, it's still going.
Oh, Jesus.
And he goes, it's Obama. She goes, well, it's about, you know, we're almost done with Obama. He's going to be out. He goes, no, Obama's going to declare martial law and we're going to have him forever. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So but see, the scary part of that guy is that's the majority of how people feel right now. And it's terrifying.
I don't know if it's the majority, but it's a lot.
They're the ones that are the loudest.
He
okay?
still has the right to vote. Like, that guy still gets to say shit.
And his political arguments are just like, I don't know, on the equivalent of Mad Libs. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Like, when you think you made a point, and he dropped the mic, like, abomination, abomination. I'm like, wow, you found a word and then worked the president's name into it? And oh, my God, it worked. I was like, you heard that somewhere. Yeah.
It's like the Chinese word for flower is fa, or the Mandarin word for bridge is Q. Fuck you. What the fuck? That means nothing. God damn it. So, Armored Skeptic. Don't be so funny.
Yeah, don't let me take your lines. Speaking of taking our skeptics' lines, this was the other thing. Right after he ran off, I looked at her. I'm like, "Well, I was like, you're right. In the Bible does say laying with another man's a sin, and that's all it says. It has no consequences for it. Just says it's a sin. It does say the divorce is a sin, and the woman should be stoned to death if she divorces the husband. I'm like, we kind of let that one slide, didn't we?
It mentions laying with a man and gay sex or whatever in the Bible like four times, but then it mentions not eating shrimp like 20 times. But
look, Leviticus is cool. Super fucked up. If you've never read the Bible, just pick up Leviticus and read that crazy shit, because they're like, the Bible says man should not mate with another land. I'm like, why don't you read like four more verses down and see what else that crazy son of a bitch had to say? I don't know if Leviticus is a dude. Or whatever the fuck. But he was crazy.
So give
His
me another
were
example.
Insane.
That was kind of my thing. I started realizing, I was like, this guy thinks he has a point and he's going to shout about it. I was like, that means that guy's probably shouting about it all over his
Instagrams. Who are you going to change doing that? You know, who are you going to convince?
But the abomination, like, he thought he just dropped the mic and ran off. I was like, oh, God. I was like, that's the problem. It sounds like, because that's the way, if you've ever been to like a Baptist church, I think they make a point if they can find two words to meld them together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, was that Feuerstein guy? Josh?
Oh, yeah, Josh Feuerstein.
Feuerstein, where he says, universe.
Oh, yeah.
One spoken statement or something.
Yeah. Uni from the Latin meaning one.
And verse.
Single. And verse meaning
a spoken statement.
Well, you can slice this shit like,
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, that's two different languages. Yeah. You can't. God damn it.
Yeah. So, but you can't point out that. But you wanted to. Did you have something about the. You want to talk about some of the people making comments about the gay marriage and stuff?
Oh, look, I went to
the funniest website that you could find.
The funniest website. I went to Fox News, and they had a couple. I spent a couple minutes just skimming what they had to say about this, and you know, to get a little bit of what the other side was feeling. And a lot of it has the same theme, you know, which is sin. Uh-huh. Which is, I think we opened the show with
sin.
With that. Yes, that making sin legal does not change the fact that it is sin. These kind of subjective arguments piss me off, because then you're just taking, like, you could take any book. You could take Twilight and say these same things, just quote out of, we're not talking about sin. We're talking about being fair to people. Sin is what you can, your God can judge, and you can talk about it in your church, but that's not something that I think really helps the discourse.
Well, people forget the separation of church and state, and then they feel that, you know, there's one nation under God, and God says in the Bible, and da-da-da, and then they don't see where the government went and just said, you states are fucking assholes, everybody's equal regardless of who you want to fuck.
That's right.
What it is. You want to fuck another dude, your girl wants another fuck another girl, states can't say that shit anymore because it's inequality. It defines inequality, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, everybody goes on about the state's rights.
And it's
rights.
Not the end of the fucking world. And not to interrupt real fast, but one of my favorite things I've seen so far, like, you know, I'm a big Imgur fan, and it had all these fucking screen captures of gay marriage is legal. I'm moving to Canada. Fuck this. I'm moving to Canada. I'm out. Here we go, Canada. Da, 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 da. And at the bottom it says, Canada legalized same-sex marriage in 2005,
yeah.
Bitches.
Oops. Yeah.
For their whole country, so can't run up to the north.
No, that's a terrible argument.
Oh, man, you can go so far north, you get crazier.
Dude, and I was in Mississippi this past weekend for personal reasons, but one of the fucking funniest things I heard, which came from a member of my family.
Oh, boy.
Said, I don't go nowhere north of the Mason-Dixon line. That was yesterday, people. That's the kind of shit that I have to deal with sometimes.
Yeah.
My family is that redneck.
As much as I've toured the country, and I've been surrounded in Atlanta. That's the other thing. I tell people I'm from Atlanta. They're like, well, you don't have an accent. I went, well, I said Atlanta, not Georgia.
Yeah,
like, there's a difference. And that's what a lot of people, yeah. I've had other comedians that come through Atlanta, and they kind of go, look, to lump Atlanta in with the South is wrong, because Atlanta's a much more progressive city. It's just like
– Yes, the blue dot and the red ocean.
The big open-minded people in the city.
It's a city.
I've toured every armpit in America. There's a lot of close-minded individuals out there, and they have the right to vote, and they get to say how the country's run and the states are run, and that's why they should be states' rights and country rights, because you got to stop some of these rednecks at the border and try to keep them contained.
Yeah, and there's a difference, and I support states' rights. That's fine, but the 14th Amendment, which is what the Supreme Court touched on in their ruling, clearly states, I have it right here, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. What that means is that you can't make laws to judge who you think is a better citizen than another, because we are still the United States of America.
Right.
So there is states' rights to a point, but as soon as you start infringing on rights that
federal right, yeah.
you know, aren't constitution and making different levels of citizens, you're going to be on the wrong side. And the choice has been for a long time, and me and Patrick, look, I'm liberal, Patrick is conservative.
Right.
We talk about these things, and one thing we've always agreed on is that this is going to happen. Anytime there's different levels of citizenship, those are going to be evened out. So you're just choosing, do I want to be on the wrong side, or
right.
am I just going to let this go?
I've said this to a couple people. Like, I was like, if you want to be anti-gay marriage, you're going to be just like that guy standing in front of the white school trying to keep the black college kids from going into the white school. I was like,
they're trying to swim in our pools.
You look, they're not. They are not.
You know, seriously.
No. That's, really
that's
that
what you
problem.
Look like, though,
so,
you know?
Yes, I was like, what's going to end up happening? I was like, you know that's – like, that looks crazy now. Like, wow, I can't believe you would do that.
Yeah.
If you're standing in front of the courthouse trying to keep the gays from coming in, you look crazy.
Yeah.
Give yourself a decade, you're going to look out of your mind, and you're going to be so behind the times.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There's going to be that picture of you that they will associate with the whole situation forever.
Before you get into your – because the comments from
Fox –
Well,
don't we have some ministers that are trying to set themselves on fire? Because I want to go see that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
No,
fucking, I'm down for some dowsing.
Aaron's got the comments coming from Fox News, but I like to go get some fodder for the fire. And I found one of the Fox News things, and they're like, one of their on-air reactions is their whole angle is what's next. And they kept saying, what's next? Three people are going to get married? And just
they
the way.
Jumping.
Yeah, they're just leaping over a fucking canyon to try and tie it into their fucking shitty agenda.
Right. They make these crazy assumptions. And that's how they tie it to what's going on right now. It's like, see how crazy that is? This is actually
this is what's gonna
crazy.
Happen. You're going to vote for Obama, and your children are going to die. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Makes
like,
sense.
You don't get it?
That's,
you don't get that? That makes perfect sense.
That's a socialist
sense.
Healthcare system. That means we're going to go socialist. I'm like,
and everybody's
going to
die.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Along those lines, we'll go ahead, and I've got a nice quote from Fox News from the comments on this story. Next thing, I'll be able to marry my beloved goat. Oh, man, we're finally going to be open about our love. Now, here's the thing about that. I feel like he's trying to be hyperbolistic.
Right.
But I also feel like
he wants to fuck his goat.
Look, I'm telling you, people don't make comments like that without real life experience and relation.
There might be a little truth in there.
He wants to marry his goat, I think, is what he's saying.
I fucked a goat once, man. We were just a couple kids.
Oh God. There you go, everybody. Go fucking.
Yeah, but the thing
See,
is...
See, this is how we pull it back into devil's business territory.
There
we
go.
Get down to our sophomoric level.
That's why none of our points are ever going to go anywhere. Like, did you hear else what they talk about? Yeah. Go fucking. They're crazy.
Yeah. But,
what, is that why we can't get a fucking deal? I mean, what are we on? Episode, like, 60?
It's
fuck,
50.
Guys.
We hit 50 today.
Hey, happy anniversary or whatever, 50th episode. Does anybody listen to these?
Email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, please.
Tell us how sexist, racist, and anti-Semitic we are. We love that.
Yeah. And totally tell us you want to give us a contract and you know, do something.
Give us
like
lots
that.
And lots of American dollars.
Yeah.
Or Confederate money.
We need sponsors and yes. flags.
Lots of flags. Flags are important, people.
Apparently. Yeah. Fuck.
Flags are so important.
Jesus.
Do you have a flag?
I have a flag. And anyway, to wrap up the animals thing and the straight, like, if you let gays marry, then now you can have sex with animals. It's consent, people. Consent. Consent. Something we touch on almost every episode of this podcast. But I will like to say that all these crazy women consented yeah. to the things that we allow. An animal, it's got to be educated consent. So... both you and the animal have to consent, and I feel like it's most likely that the animal is the only one smart enough to have an educated opinion on this.
I do not want this hillbilly to fuck me. I'm a goat love you. Yeah.
I'm a goat love you.
I'm a goat love you, man.
I'm a goat love you. That's our new devil business meme. I'm a goat love you.
Write that down. All right, anybody else got anything else you want to say? Do you have more quotes that you wanted to bring up about Fox News?
Oh, look, it turns out there are actually tons. One thing we haven't really touched on in this discussion is who's to blame and how people don't understand who is to blame for these horrible things that are happening to our Southern brothers.
These horrible things as insensible, modern, progressive things that
you
helps...
hush your mouth.
Progression's the devil.
My favorite sin bunker isn't completely bulletproof. But here, this one commenter like wrapped the whole thing up in a little, just a little quick quote to tell you. And he's like, can't wait to get this worthless piece of crap, disgusting, disgraceful, nasty nobody out of the White House.
What does that have to do with gay marriage?
Yeah, okay. It's exactly my point. It was a conservative Supreme Court that made this ruling because it was the right thing, whether you're a liberal or a conservative. A conservative Supreme Court did this.
You know what? A conservative
the Confederate flag issue.
Right.
The Confederate flag issue, they have got a Republican governor, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate that is making this decision. So, look, I know Obama's the worst thing ever to happen to general stuff and things.
There's three tiers in the Congress, and he's only one guy. Like, he's just got the most individual
power.
He's
the executive branch of the government.
Right, but he had nothing to do with either of these issues.
He didn't. It probably ran past him at some point, but...
He read about it on Fox News.
Yeah, and he was like, you know what? That's a great idea. Way to go, Justice Department.
He
yeah.
probably turned to Joe Biden and said, hey, is this my fault?
He was probably like, are they seriously doing that? And I didn't have to do that.
He's
the figurehead.
Every day has got to be surrealistic for him. He's like, what? Oh, they said that. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't wait to fucking retire.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That's the other thing. Like, when we did this podcast and we're going to cover, you know, these little topical subjects. And a lot of people are like, there's bigger, you know, issues going on. And I'm like, sure. You can do that on any argument. You always go, look, there's a bigger argument out there. I'm going to argue that. It's like, okay, you're just going to slide out of the argument.
Right.
Make no point.
There's a bigger one. Because yeah, we could talk about income inequality. I've got a lot to say about that. But yeah.
World hunger. That's yeah. important.
No shit.
AIDS.
Nah. Which kind of AIDS are you talking about?
Diet AIDS.
That's not a problem.
That's curable.
That's totally just diet AIDS.
Yeah, he's just like, shake it off. Wash your wiener really hard.
Rosh your wiener is what he said. Oh,
why you got to make everything racist? Have to take the Korean flag down off the Capitol?
Why is it got to be a Korean, man?
Oh, God.
Maybe they were Japanese.
Because that's the only Asians I can think of real quick.
At least you said Asians.
Well, any of you guys
listening.
It's all
the Orientals I can think
of. All five of y'all that might have listened, and if you made it this part of the podcast, if you have any opinions on anything or subject matter you'd just like us to cover.
Yeah, and email us. We'll give you money. Fuck.
Email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com with your opinions, statements, or subjects that you want us to cover and make a mockery of.
I got one more thing I want to leave everybody with.
What?
See what happens when you let the Jews in? Thank you, Fox News.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleeve it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.